Hi, this is Lori Moylov, and welcome to the Limitless Podcast, where we dream bigger, we think bolder, and we explore what's possible. Before we begin, I'd like to take a moment to honor why the podcast started, and it all began as a way to cherish and celebrate creatives. It was inspired by the incredible legacy of Norm Macdonald and the importance of honoring those who bring creativity and joy into the world. Today, I want to honor my dear friend, past guest, and one of our oldest podcast guests I've ever had a privilege of interviewing, and that's Ruth Sherman. She recently passed just shy of her 106th birthday, and Ruth reminds us that dreams don't have expiration dates, right? Her spirit continues to inspire me today, and we keep our dreams alive by honoring those amazing creatives and sharing the stories so these legacies can continue to inspire others. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like, subscribe, share a little inspiration with someone you want to share this amazing episode with. And a special shout out to Odyssey for keeping me sounding right. And really, dreams give us direction. Creativity gives us that voice. And our guest today, she embodies both. Her work has quietly shaped the soundtracks of generations. Please welcome Lynise Bent.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, so Lynise, like your background, I mean, I think of Blondie, Steely Dan, and you also, shout out, we're West Coasters, right? You went to Cal State Long Beach. I did too, Go Beach, also USC.
Oh, great.
Right?
Yes. I'm a native.
Right? Yeah. Native.
And born and raised in Los Angeles, right. Compton, actually.
Wow.
Yes. Started out in Compton, and that's where I got my music education and chops. They had a great musical program in the school. So I was in orchestra when I was 8 years old, and also in the Screen Children's Guild, because living in Los Angeles, you can work in the movies and help right? support the family. And so I did that at 8 years old as well. And everything sort of just came together to be involved with music and film. I studied film initially, and that was the area I was going to make my career in. And then I got invited to a recording studio, and I'd always been very interested in music and going to concerts, even as a youngster. And so when I saw a recording studio and what happened in there, I knew that was my destiny.
Right.
Yeah. So I dropped out of university and found a recording school and signed up the next day after I saw the studio and told my parents, and thank goodness they were supportive, you know, because right. I was going to do it anyway, because as you said, that's what, when dreams and that big magic comes to you, it's your responsibility to act on it. And so I did. And I do to this day. So, yes, I started out as an assistant at a wonderful studio called the Village Recorder at that time, now called the Village Studios. And it was at a wonderful time in the music business and recording business. So a lot of great talent came through the studio that I got to work with, including Steely Dan in the Asia album and Breakfast in America with Supertramp. And The Last Waltz with the band, and Tusk with Fleetwood Mac. And that was just the caliber of creativity and talent that came through those doors. At that time, in order to make a record, you had to typically have a record company willing to invest in you because they believed in your talent and that you would make them money. And so not a lot of slackers back then coming no. through those doors. You know, it was expensive and very few people had home studios at that time. Now, with technology being so affordable and music so ubiquitous and nobody really pays for it, and anybody can make a record if they want, it just doesn't mean it's could be the best record ever made, but everybody has the opportunity to do it if they want to. And I support that in their heart and their drive, just like any other art form. And I'm fortunate because when I became an actual recording engineer, I got to work on some really wonderful projects because I was the engineer for a producer named Mike Chapman, who was a very popular pop producer, songwriter for groups like Sweet and Mudd and Blondie and The Knack and Susie Quattro. And we worked with Tanya Tucker and Cher and just a variety. But my grandest achievement, courtesy of him, is a Blondie album called Auto American with the first hit rap song with music called Rapture and a wonderful Caribbean hit song called The Tide Is High. And the record was quite wonderful to work on because every single song of Debbie's vision, Debbie Harry with Blondie, on this album is completely different. So being a recording artist, I consider myself a recording artist, not just a technical extension of the gear. It was very creative for me. I could choose different microphones. I could choose different ambiences. I could choose different sound qualities, different textures with sound. So I have always felt that as a recording artist, I paint with sound. It's a palette I paint with, and it's the instrument I play. The consoles and Pro Tools and all of that.
Yeah. And being that, like, in that inspiration, you're in the studio and you're recording, let's just say, one of the artists. Can you tell us like a fun story that where, you know, your creativity, because you're an artist yourself, and how that creativity kind of melded with others, because really it's a collaboration of art forms coming together, you know, whether the artist is recording and up there by the microphone and then you're helping select those things, there's a craft and art to that. Can you kind of share maybe a story and an experience you had?
Well, I can definitely share one on a production level as well, being the producer inspiring and capturing a performance. I went on into, after making records for a while, I had a serious illness. I got cancer and the doctors insisted that I quit working, and I supported them on that and got well, but I didn't work for about 8 years. And so when I came back, I went into post-production audio doing sound effects and for Disney cartoons and a lot of TV shows, Golden Girls and Empty Nest and The Muppets, a whole bunch of wonderful stuff, recording what is called Foley, which is organic sound effects, the hand hits, the coffee slurps and cup set down.
Right.
Footsteps. And so that led me into working for DreamWorks as a foreign dubbing supervisor, overseeing the foreign versions with the star talent in other countries for their animated features like Shrek and Spirit, Shrek 2. And so there was one incident, and I was working in Istanbul. And each one of these versions of the films, they dubbed them with star talent, so it'll draw, you know, the audience of that territory or country. And some of them are not always what you'd expect them to be. And this one that they brought in to sing Shrek 2 was she's an opera singer, 30-year-old opera singer, and very, very structured and very famous, but very, very structured. And the song she was to sing was a song called I'm Holding Out for a Hero, and that really had to rock. And she's going, I'm holding up, you know, in Turkish.
Yeah.
And I was going, this is not going to fly. She doesn't get it. And so I thought, so, and she's so sweet. And we had an interpreter, but she spoke pretty good English. And so I said, when you were a teenager, like when you were 11 and 12 years old, did you ever go into your bathroom and close the door and pick up your hairbrush and start singing to Madonna or, you know, rocking out to some music, just singing at the top of your lungs because you wanted to be a rock star? And she went, yes, I did. And I said, now's your chance. You get to do that right now. Go find that little girl and pick up that hairbrush. Let's go sing this song. And she just opened up, and I was cheering her on from the control room, and she just let it go. And it changed her life, actually. And she,
wow.
Yeah, it was a performance she did not know she had in her. And I mean, she blew everybody away. It was fantastic. And the next day she came back to the studio and she brought me gifts and,
oh, wow.
And said, thank you so much. You've opened up such a big part of me. And yeah, who knew?
But, right?
yeah. So we all have that special place in us that we haven't appreciated maybe. And it's sometimes just ready to come out and express itself. So that's what happened here. And it was such a joy.
Wow. I mean, it just goes to show you, like, I think just also in a sense with your creativity and adding and sharing that level, going into the bathroom and, you know, singing to their top of their lungs with the hairbrush and what that opened up for her. And so in a sense, it's like, you know, you kind of are a vocal producer helping, you know, bring that out of an artist. Mm-hmm. And I think especially in what you do, it's kind of a tender spot because you're opening up, like, I guess, I don't even know how to explain it, but it's like kind of like a pipeline that maybe the artist didn't even know they had.
Yes. Well, and that's what brought me back to making records, because after I did that, Shrek 2, I did in Athens and in Istanbul. So I did the Greek and Turkish versions.
Oh, wow.
And there was a slew of us that they sent all around the world because they dub, you know, Disney and, mm-hmm. and any family movies, DreamWorks, they dub them in about 70 different languages because children can't read subtitles.
Right,
so
yeah.
It's a wonderful market now, of course, with Zoom and SessionWire and all these different softwares, you know, and the budgets aren't quite what they were. So
right.
We don't get sent around. But what it brought out in me again was the desire to make records and work on music again. And because part of why I got sick was the stress level and the madness of the music business at that time. And I didn't feel strong enough. I didn't have the courage or desire to go back into it once I was well. I didn't want to push that. At that mm-hmm. time, I wasn't ready. And so that experience with her also demonstrated to me that that was something that I was good at. And it made me feel good to show that kind of respect to artists and stimulate their creativity. And to this day, that's how I always work with either voiceover artists or, you know, regular musicians. I work on a lot of records now and a lot of music that is recently now I'm getting into music that I call it the music that matters. Not that music doesn't matter at any other time, but for example, I worked on a song for about a year last year. We did it in 15 different languages.
Wow.
Called Could You Lend Me a Smile, based on an article about the passing of a young man in Tokyo in his apartment, and nobody missed him. He'd been gone for weeks and nobody missed him. Nobody reported it. And because of the isolation that happened, you know, with the pandemic really did a lot of damage for people who were stuck alone. And what the commitment I made to myself and my artistry and one of my brands or marketing ploys is that I can turn on a dime. And so there are certain sacrifices that one chooses to make. And not everybody wants to get married and have children. And that's okay. I know in our climate these days, they're trying to, you know, poo-poo some of us who have not taken that path. And I have to say there's a lot of my friends, female friends, have never done that. And that they're all professionals in this business, but that's what they chose. You know, they, I'm a wonderful aunt and I'm a wonderful co-mom. I have the greatest nieces and nephews. I have a great family and I'm very blessed, and I am become more and more aware of that all the time, dealing with young women coming up in the industry who maybe didn't have the healthy male relationships that I was raised with. And that's a real issue among women in our industry and how to navigate that. And so how do I create balance? Well, these days, so I had to learn how to do that. So when I came back after I was well, I wanted to stay well, and I recognized elements that I did not want in my life anymore, and stress levels. And so the choices I made, maybe I wasn't going to make a lot of the big hit records anymore or do that sort of stuff. But instead of having a hit career, I was going to have a long career. And I inspire others to think in those terms as well. And so you have to create balance in your life. And I have a wonderful community of creatives. And in the audio world, we have an audio lunch bunch that meets on Wednesdays. And it's just to hang out. There's no networking. There's nothing like that. It just gets everybody out of their hole. And or just to interact with others who are like-minded. And they bring, you know, people bring their dogs. It's out on a patio in a Mexican restaurant. And we've been doing it for like 10 years. And, you know, people talk about their motorcycles or talk about the, you know, their recent surgery or or their, you know, whatever they want to talk about. But it's not a lot about work. You know, that's not what we do. Because we already have that. But there is a little bit of that, of course, because that's what we do. But it's not, it's to have community and take a break and get some sunshine and community. And so we do that. And that's big. And there's a few opportunities for that. And so I make sure I participate in social activities because I'm a very social person. I don't want to sit in a room by myself in the dark making noise. Yeah, I tried that and for doing sound design, sound effects. And I can do that for a little bit, but typically I want to be around others. And so you make certain choices about how you're going to create that balance and you become mindful. Sleep is so important, you know, and that was one of the things back when I did get sick. I wasn't, you know, I was immortal and bulletproof still. I was like 27, 28 years old. And you just think, you know, I'll sleep when I'm dead. And it's like, no, you get to sleep now. Mm-hmm. And you'll have a much richer life, the healthier you are. So I make sure I walk. I make sure I'm doing lately these Tai Chi things in the morning for like, you know, 10 minutes. And it's a wonderful way to open up, but it's important to get outside and to do other things besides whatever it is you're doing.
Yeah.
You'll do much better creatively if you give yourself a break and you have to get up and walk around and you have to go outside and your artistry will benefit.
It sure will, because it mixes it up. Because if you're not having that balance in the sleep, and even my previous guest, Willa, was sharing about, you know, how important sleep is. And it really is, because then you can present a better version of yourself because you're more alert and you're paying more attention. Where if you have that lack of sleep, you're just groggy and you might not be in the best mood because you're groggy. So then you can't be the best version of your creative self that way.
That's absolutely. Also, food is your best medicine.
Right.
And the blessing of getting stomach cancer at 27 was I had to learn how to eat properly to stay alive and have quality of life. And I follow that. I mean, there's a lot of foods that people eat that just aren't part of my world. And I know that makes a big difference in my energy, in my brain function.
So what's your biggest, I guess, just one word, biggest studio pet peeve? You're like, oh no. Just one word. You just got to say
it. I got to say the one word.
Yeah, well, you're like, how can I
hope? Smoking isn't an issue anymore, but that was the biggest pet peeve. When things don't work.
Yeah, right?
That is the biggest pet peeve because there's a flow, a creative flow. And when you have to stop because something isn't working, No bueno.
Right.
And when people say, why do you enjoy working at the studio? Or, you know, because I love to go into a real studio and, you know, record people all at once, like, and have that interaction in that creative environment with other creatives and in an amazing sound palace. I mean, that's the ultimate for recording engineer producer. You can do a lot of stuff at home. You can do editing at home and you can mix at home or whatever you choose to do. I mean, within the budget, but boy, there's nothing like capturing a live performance in a wonderful room. So if you've got all these musicians in there and one of the microphone cacks, you know, breaks down and you have to replace that, that's not so bad. That, you know, but if something in the console isn't working or some of the Pro Tools crashes,
mostly
things are recorded to Pro Tools these days. If, you know, if I have the luxury of recording to tape, which I enjoy doing, a lot of people don't know how and they don't want to know how and they don't like it, even if they do know how. I like it. It's fun. It's not for everything, you know.
Yeah.
And so when those opportunities are where it is for everything, you know, there's nothing more fantastic than just being totally into the creative moment. And the best thing about those studios is everything works. That needs it to work, you know. So if you have a studio and you want happy clients, make sure all your gear works before they get in there.
Exactly.
Or don't book it.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't be too pleased if I was paying for a session and certain things weren't working. So I get that.
And that's the thing, you know. Yes, you get, you know, there's downtime, but you don't want any downtime.
Right. Yeah. You just want to get into it.
You don't want to have to knock that off the, you know, the invoice. And especially if you have studio musicians sitting there waiting, you know, and they get paid by the second.
Yeah.
You know, and especially if they're triple scale A team, you know.
Yeah.
No good. Okay, so that's biggest piece.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. Now I ask each of my guests, Lanice, like, what's one word that really captures, you know, dreaming bigger and creativity? What would that one word be for you?
For me, that word is purpose. I feel that's my purpose and that I am fulfilling my purpose. Every one of us is, again, flying around the spaceship Earth throughout the universe. And each one of us has a job to do. And I'm so grateful that I discovered mine when I was 19, that I got hit by that lightning by walking into that recording studio. And I was unstoppable from that.
Yeah.
That finding your purpose. And then when that purpose went away, when I was ill and I'm trying to figure out what do I do now? Cause I wanted, can't do that, you know, and stay alive. What do I do? And how do I apply my skills? What is my purpose? And that has been what drives me. And my purpose is to serve the art. And it's not about the gear and the art is the music or the sound of the film or whatever, and my purpose is of service to that art. And that evolves as time goes on into, depending on what's going on musically, what's going on in the industry, what's going on in my heart, what I want to do with my life. And so working, applying my skills to use music to bring awareness to positive things and to help people is a big deal these days.
Yeah. I just
appreciate Christmas songs.
Right. Christmas songs and, you know, purpose and speaking of purpose and being on the Limitless podcast, Lynice, I'm just so grateful that you joined. And I know our listeners are going to get a wealth of insight and a lens into how you capture the magic.
I just want to thank you so much for having me, because the purpose of your podcast is so important. It means so much to me to share with you, and as I feel you're a like-minded person, and that through your podcast, you're making a positive difference in people's lives and bringing wonderful awareness to creativity and inspiration and productivity. So yeah,
thank you.
Letting people, giving them a green light to follow their bliss.
Exactly. And I think like the green light, you know, goes back to like your one word of purpose and, you know, finding and digging what that purpose is, because when we, you know, there's so much stimulation of life, technology, all sorts of things that can deter and distract us from what our purpose is and what we're great at. And sometimes it's hard to find what that is, but eventually you get there and you find it and you try different creative things. And there's ups and downs of creativity. And I think you really share that, Lynice, with, you know, like, you know, the challenges of dealing with cancer and that pause, but it made you pivot kind of with, you know, where you went after.
Well, yeah. And also with the changes in the industry, you know, that we used to make this, you know, vinyl record or CD like this, you know, your CD and
there you go.
CD.
Yeah.
And, it costs X amount of dollars to make it, and then you sell it for X amount of dollars, and everybody involved makes a living.
Yeah.
You know, that was the goal. And you had this tangible item that went away a few generations ago now. And so how does one follow their bliss and support themselves when the industry has changed? And that's just life. You know, things evolve, technology evolves, people's desires and ways of doing things evolve. Music evolves, styles of music, and then how it's captured and reproduced and how people use music in their lives. Mm-hmm. And sound for film, sound effects, and all of that is very important. And at the same time, how does one support themselves in a fashion that they used to and still want to, and maybe even more so? So it's okay to do other things to support yourself so you can follow your bliss. There's nothing, that's not a failure. I have done so many other things while I was trying to figure out how to I get back into doing what is my purpose in life. Mm-hmm. And for a while making records and recording music did not feel like my purpose. It didn't feel safe for me. And thank goodness it does again. And has for some time. And just being mindful and grateful for skills and abilities, and be aware, put it out there that, you know, be visible, interact with the people who you can connect with. And we all are so supportive of each other in our creative communities. The Recording Academy has a wonderful bunch. There's the Composer's Breakfast Club Monday mornings in Malibu. It's such a great bunch of people. And I've, you know, we've collaborated, you know, you meet great people, go, oh, let's do something together. And you end up working together and creating. And sometimes you just have to do other gigs to make sure you can still do that. And bless those gigs.
Yeah.
Be grateful for any revenue streams that allows you to be able to fulfill your purpose and creativity.
So, all right. Any good revenue stream that can help us to keep pressing play on our dreams and expanding on those dreams and our purposes is what we need, right? And it's the most fulfilling thing. And Lanice, I mentioned, like, you know, you talked about your journey and stuff. How can our listeners, how can they come maybe they're inspired by your story. Can they reach out to you? Where can they find you? Can they find you on social or your website?
Yes, all those. I have a wonderful new website manager developer. So we're making it, you know, the best it can be right now. So I'm very excited about that. So it's a work in progress and it's up there. So, you know, you can access that. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook because I'm older. And don't do TikTok yet, but... you know, we'll see. LinkedIn. And then if you just Google Lanice Bent.
Our listeners are from all over the globe. And maybe you might have some last words of wisdom that you want to share on creativity.
Well, coming from my background and my creativity, my favorite way of creating, it's music. And to me, music, I think, is the universal language. It is what will bring peace to the world. And please express yourselves and musically and use music in a positive way. Play music together. Learn an instrument. You don't have to be great at it. Just learn it to bring joy to yourself, just so you can play for yourself. And if you want to play with others, you can do that too. But include music in your life. It will enhance your life immensely and make the world a better place.
We're all about that as Limitless listeners and dreaming bigger. So thank you so much, Lanice, for being on the podcast.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you, Lanice.